President Bush arrived in Israel this morning in hopes of reviving the Middle East peace process and to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the founding of Israel. It's a joyous time for Israelis. For Palestinians, it's a time to remember what they call the Nakba, or catastrophe. Many lost their land to those seeking a Jewish homeland in 1948. Yesterday, we heard of you from Israel on the birth of that country. This morning, we'll get a Palestinian perspective. Daoud Kutab is a columnist who is currently teaching a course in new media in the Arab world at Princeton University. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What does this anniversary stand for in the minds of Palestinians?
Well, it stands for yet another year where the refugee situation has not been resolved, Palestinian statehood has not been accomplished, and the misery of Palestinians dispersed throughout the four corners of the world has not been resolved.
You were born yourself in Jerusalem in the 1950s. Do you have memories from that time?
Yes. When I was born, East Jerusalem was under Jordanian control. And I remember the 67 war. Of course, anything before that are stories told to me by my dad and my relatives who became refugees in the 1948 war.
That's a very common experience, I think, for Palestinians.
Yes, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians became refugees when Israel was established. Some have lived in tents, some have established themselves, but all of them have had the yearning to return to a Palestine, whether it's the Palestine where they left their homes from or whether to an independent Palestinian state. But I think the Palestinian feeling of nationhood has not been erased in 60 years, and Palestinians do want to return to their Palestine.
But a lot of feelings have been fed by these family stories of loss.
Absolutely. I mean, when I grew up in 67, when the Israelis occupied the rest of Palestine, we were physically able to go and kind of walk by and visit the home that was our parents and our grandparents, but we couldn't take it over. We couldn't go back to our own homes and our parents' homes. So for those who actually continued to live in the West Bank and Gaza, it was even more bitter because they were physically able to see their homes and lands, but they weren't able to take advantage of it or use it.
Just a last question, and this one is, in a sense, to the heart. If you can speak for Palestinians, how much sympathy is there for people, the Jews, who lost so many and so much before they found a homeland in 1948? Is there sympathy, or is 60 years of loss for the Palestinians, has that made that sort of sympathy impossible?
Well, there is an overwhelming anger and bitterness about the loss of land and the absence of tranquility. You know, I think there is an intellectual understanding, but, you know, you ask a woman who lost her house or a man whose son was killed or a family that has been living in terrible situation, they don't have time or the ability to kind of understand that problem. And I don't think one should ask them for that. So I think we need to right what has been wrong to the Palestinians without this having to do with what has been wrong to the Jewish people. On the Palestinian side, you know, one can ask, could we have done things better? Could we have dealt with the reality of what happened to the Jewish people better? Of course, the fact is we are here and we need to find a way to stop the bloodshed, to stop the killings, and to allow both peoples to kind of have a normal life.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Daoud Kutab is a Palestinian columnist.